God bless him. He's with joy that I come here to join with you and to walk with you upon this journey you have chosen to take. And he's also with joy, I see there is more in number, and so there is more in strength. And so is because this, there will be a greater stillness in your heart. We do not seek to demand anything of anyone that they are not prepared to give. What you give, and according to what you give, you will receive in return. I want you to consider this. I want you to think hard of this. I want you to understand. And if you can enter into the depths of your being, to whatever degree this may be, then accordingly you will find that level of peace around you. Why do we keep talking of peace and stillness and tranquility and of calm? We talk of this because it's so essential to your beginnings. How can you sit with a trembling heart and expect to find tranquility in your being? How can you sit with a confused mind and hope to channel your thoughts of love, whether it be for healing or for the gifts of vision or for teaching or for counsel or for whatever gift you would wish to express among your brethren? You must be still, and you are the measure of your own stillness. You are the creator of your own stillness. No one can create this for you. They can assist. They can show you how. They can explain. They can demonstrate. But you are the only ones who ultimately can do it for yourselves. And so it is, we will spend some time with you, talking with you, helping you to find the stillness, inner peace, which is so important to your progression. It is a vehicle which you will travel along your journey. It is the point from which your inner spirit will replenish itself and find strength to come forward and to express itself in the love of God. So you see, it is important that you will first of all learn to be still, learn to cleanse your thoughts, learn to create a happiness in your heart, learn to fill yourselves with love and joy in being. Christ, when he was upon this earth plane, walked among many people, and he taught them these same things. He taught them to know themselves. Man, know thyself, he would say. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Allow God to enter in and replenish your energies, that you may become a pure and sincere instrument and channel of his peace and love. So we have chosen to begin at the beginning, to steel ourselves before we make a journey, to consider ourselves, to know ourselves, to enjoy ourselves, and to realize that each and every one is a beautiful creature, is a child of God. People will know you for what you are. They really come to understand and love you for what you are. I want you to consider these things in your heart and feel within yourself. Search yourself, for it is within your heart. God is the very life force which beats within you. He is love, and you were born of love. It is only a material journey, and the cause and effect of happenings in your life that may seem to have stripped you bare of this God love within. But I want you to understand that this is a love that cannot be stripped away from you. It is always there, no matter how hidden in many cases, by grief or torment or bewilderment or confusion. If we seek within ourselves, we will find this love light which burns within, lighting our way, carrying us along this journey of love. Consider these things I have been saying. Take them into your heart. Don't allow them to confuse you, but listen gently. And listen with joy. God bless you. Shall we join now and talk with the Father? O Lord, Thou who art the Creator of all things, create in these Thy children a spirit of peace and love and an eternal understanding of Your joy and love in Christ Jesus, Thy Son, that this love may become manifest in their hearts and inspire them to do Thy will in Thy name and in Thy holy cause. For mankind, dear Lord our Father, in Thy name I bless each and every one of these Thy children, that they may see the light of Thy love within their hearts, and they may receive the joy and the sorrow and the pain, that they may know that Thou livest in them from this time forth and even forevermore. Enrichen their beings, O Father. Touch their understanding and their recognition of themselves in Thee. May it be Thy will, O Lord, that Thine eternal grace shall dwell within their hearts and homes, and shall uplift them and strengthen them and glorify their holy cause in Thee. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is manifest in the only one true living God,
that we may know and learn of him and understand that we are thy children, born of thy peace and of thy grace. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord make his light to shine upon you. May he make his countenance to dwell upon you and within you. And may he bless you from this day forth and even forevermore, through Christ Jesus' love. Amen. God bless you, my child.
God be blessed. We meet for the first time today, but we meet not as strangers, we meet as the brothers and the sisters. For we are brothers and the sisters in one corpse, because of the fulfillment of the Father's word here on earth. And so I really tell you, I am Marcello Piacello Piavinci. I was the apprentice boy. Their master, Michelangelo Buonarroti Simon, and I worked with him for only a very short time. And in order to work with him, I disobeyed my father's wish when he said that he wanted Marcello to go in to the leather guild and become as he was. But I wanted in my heart to become the artist. And I had heard a lot of wonderful stories about this great master, Buonarroti Simon, who was about to undertake a great task in the Cappella Sistine in Rome. And so I ran away from my papa and I journeyed to Rome from Genoa. And when I had arrived and found myself in this great city, Buonarroti had then begun all his tapestries. For the Last Judgment. And it was to my joy. He privileged me and allowed me to mix his pastel, to make his paint. And during this time, I would run his message. I would clean his room. I would tidy his bed. I would make his meals. And I was so content and so proud to work for this one. And I loved him so much. And he cared also for l'asciano. And whilst he was still working on his rascals, I would sleep silently beneath the washing basin, wrapped in my sake cloth and my gloves. And I would do all his work in order to pay him, to allow me to learn his task and his trade. And little by little, he taught me the art of sketching, of cross hatching, of stenciling, of preparing frescoes and all manner of tasks which were important for me to learn. And it came upon the day I was taking some food for him and some of his mixed colouring when his scaffolding broke beneath me. And I was permitted to enter into my father's kingdom. Before he would allow my body to be removed, he insisted that he sketched what he could see from his scaffolding above. And what he could see is now portrayed for all the time for man to see. It is placed in a lunette in the top corner of the Last Judgment. The angels carrying away the body of Christ on his cross. You may ask, why have I told you this story? I have told you for a reason. I have told you because it is an example of what the learning is all about. Learning is never easy, though may be done in a simple way. Even a simplicity can be hard, but it has its rewards. And you in your learning will find that although your lessons may in some way be very, very simple, and many, they can be also very hard to understand, yet rewarding when understood. You have this all laying before you. And when you have finished your learning, just like Michelangelo Buonarroti, you will see before you a tapestry of your life laid out as you have seen it, as you have portrayed it before God and man. And if it is done according to your heart and according to your true and just beliefs, and you have felt in this, you have fulfilled all things.
and yet he's not perfect, then you have him succeeding. You have him made your journey. And you have him left his something for someone on this earth to look upon him, to understand and to love, and from which to learn. I will talk to you from time to time. And we will talk of these things. And we will come to understand these things one with the other. But first we will walk slowly. And we will learn it quickly. It is only when we were walking in a very quick way that we learn so slowly and incompletely. Going gentle and go slow. Go gracefully through your learning. Go in peace and go in contentment. And you will come to understand. And life is for you just as it was for myself. And just as it was for the Master Buonarroti. He also was a man who suffered so much. He had in his hands this great and wonderful gift. He had in his eyes a great vision. He had in his heart a great truth, a great understanding. It was only those who were his superiors that caused him his many great frustrations in life. For he would be given such a wonderful commanding task to perform. And he would never be allowed to finish. One such work which was finished was his work of the Pieta Madonna, and this he completed when he was still only a young man, a man of 23. And even today, because he saw what he wanted to do, and because he understood what he wanted to do, and because he listened to everything which was within his inner being, he completed this work. Mankind and the Father and all his angels can they look upon this work of art, this work of his majesty, this work of his glory, and they can know and understand the Master Christ. They can know and understand the Mary Madonna. They can see the gentleness and the care and yet the knowing in her face and in her hands. They can see the repose and sweetness and gentleness of his death, with the expression upon his face. And all this was done in love. All this was done with care. And all this was done because the man who did it suffered to learn his trade. He wasn't prepared to go to any length. He wasn't prepared to take any insult, all the frustrations and the agonies. he was even prepared to do it for no reward, for no payment, if only he would be allowed to finish. And he did. And such is his reward. Eternal recognition, not only in the eyes of the man, but in the eyes of God. You may say to yourselves, but we have not the skills within us to do a work of a magnificence like this. But your work of a magnificence need not be carved from a block of Carrara marble, or spread across the great wall in a cathedral, or across easy ceiling, or within its picture frame, or across easy floors, or in the design of a building, or in the gentleness of words and songs and poems. The glory of your work can be shown in your love for your fellow man, in your love for God, and fulfilling your pathway in Him. Everything that was done by the Master Buonarroti Signore was done in the cause of God and not in the cause of mankind alone, but with Him in mind. Everything he did because he loved his Father, and he loved his Father because he questioned him so much, and sometimes he would kneel in prayer, and he would cry in his prayer. He would become angry and frustrated in his prayer. And so many times he would ask, why? Why must I suffer in this way, when I know I have this gift in my hand? Why will you not let me use it completely? It was in the incompletion of so many of his works that he found his strength to do the greatest of them. And a great memorial for him now, one which man can remember him for all time. He not only created the Pietà Madonna, he not only built within his heart and mind and put on the walls of the Cappella Sistine the evolution of a man and a man's last judgment. He even built a place for it all to rest. He even designed the beat of Rome. It was he to build. And it wasn't until they were putting the last stones to the great cappella on its impede, which he again designed, that he gave up his life in his 91st year. He did not stop his work. He continued almost to his last breath because he believed in God, and he knew that God loved him enough to give him the gifts he sought. And so it is, I say to you, if you can love God in this way, and if you can strive to fulfill His work, if you can strive to live for yourself and for mankind, something upon this earth to the glorification of God, and to his understanding and to his strength. Simply in the work you do, in the loving of one another, in the holding of one another's hand, in the forgiveness of one another, then you will build for yourselves a temple within which you can contain your own soul and rest it securely in the knowledge that those are things that you have done, have you pleased God, and you will fulfill your task on earth in this way. I have you talked for a long time. If you wish to talk with myself, if there is a question you wish to answer, please don't be afraid. I will talk with you. Who would talk with me?
I find it stressful to talk about your life on earth.
I found it is stressful to live my life on earth as well as talk about me. But I find it still touches my heart. Because I loved my life for what it was and for what it gave me. I loved those with whom I worked. I loved all the spiritual understanding which I gained and all the simplicity of that understanding. I loved the Master Bonarotti Singh more than I love the life itself. And I know he loved Marcello also. And still I look upon him as my Master Bonarotti. He's not a stress, Christopher. It is a joy. And those tears I share with you are tears of joy and happiness, of enlightenment and understanding. Tears, if you wish, of excitement for a life fulfilled. It is to make you happy. You understand?
I think so. Do you in any way wish you had that time again?
It would serve no purpose if I lived my life again. I can only fulfill one pathway. And I have passed that milestone along my pathway through life. To walk it again would only to go backwards in my learning. To retard myself, and I would not want this. I am happy for the life I live. I live it in a joyous way, in a way any small boy would live his life. I loved those things I did. I love the mischief of my life. I love the learning and the adventure of my life. And from all these things I gained in my experience of life. So I would have no wish to live my life on earth again. You understand?
Yes.
Ben.
Thank you. Are you with Michelangelo at all any time now?
Is it possible for myself to reach up in thought and ask permission now and again to learn of the Master Bonarotti and his work? Sometimes we can commit, is on a level I cannot attain at this stage. His awareness is so much the greater. You may not find this so simple to understand. But there are things in heaven which are beyond the understanding of love. And it is for this purpose that we live our life on earth, in order that we can seek and find and try to understand and begin to learn and prepare ourselves the moment when we arrive in such a place as this. Do you understand it, Krishna?
I do, yes. Thank you.
Then arrive. Who else will talk with you, my fellow? I consider myself a Roman. And Romans love the ladies. I would love to hear the ladies' voice. Nobody else will talk with me. Don't be afraid.
Sure.
Don't
know what's that.
See. This is a rare moment for a lady to have nothing to say. Say nobody else. It's a moment I love. If I say to you, Rosa Maria, who are you? What would you say?
Just a woman.
And of Jacqueline, what would you say if I asked this same question of you?
I'm a person, I just want to know more about it all.
Charlie,
and learning.
The answers that you give, tell me so clearly that you are at the point of the beginning of your life. For if one had searched their heart and had come to the understanding of their spiritual purpose, your answer would have been, I am a child of God. He's so simple. One day, this answer will come to your lips without thought and without consideration. Please, please don't think that by doing this, Marcello is trying to mock, or to try to make it right. I am not. I just want you to understand that as your love for God will grow, so your understanding of who and what you are will grow also. Again, you will be asked this question. And again, you will be struggled for an answer. Even though I have it told you. Until the day comes when truly you can say, now I know I am a child of God. Is anyone else would wish you to talk with you myself? Before I release the instrument. Are you content with what I have it out for you?
Yes, thank you.
What I have it said and what I have it done is only to tell you who I am, why I am, and what I am. I am only an instrument of the Father, just as you are, linking in harmony with you, so that the Father's work can be fulfilled by all of us, together, in harmony, in love, and in peace. Now you know myself. Now I must get to understand and know you. And this I will do as time goes on. If anyone wishes to talk with me now, then let us close our eyes. And let us talk with the Father. Let us give him praise for the privilege of our being united in a new and warm love and friendship and a new purpose in life. Ego Pepare. In a love we have come together. In the love we have opened our eyes and our hearts and understanding. In love we have become united, one with the other. And in love we have crossed the bridge between the divine world and the material. And we have shared the love of your Son, Jesus Christ, within our hearts and within our endeavors to know and understand the pathway we must be. Pathway to peace and stillness, pathway to tranquility and love. Help us see the Pavati. When we are tried and tasted in so many ways, to open our hearts to understanding and to forgiveness and to grace. To truth and to love, to honesty and the dedication of purpose. Here Papari will ask you, and you will touch their hearts with your love and joy, and they enter into their home and into the center of the being. And you will bring peace, love and warmth to all that dedicate themselves to them. And then also the realization that there will become times when they must be tried and tasted. And even sometimes tormented within themselves in order to know themselves in truth and in the light of your purpose for them on this earth. We ask that when these times before that we may be permitted to turn to one another in love and unity and strength, finding guidance and the comfort and the stillness of your being within our heart. We ask you will bless this little home, all those who are partakers of its hospitality and joy. Bless our little brother here, this child of yours, who sleeps in contentment and joy. May these be always a lasting reward for the dedication of those who live with you. Your presence within their heart will be their fortitude and joy. Take with you, my children, the love of the Father into your heart. May he dwell with you and rest with you and remain ever a part of your purpose and being. And may you walk in his pathway, and the pathway laid before you through the love of the Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Mm.
God bless you.
God bless you.